Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of Eddie and His Amazing Friends, the Hero Cast. I am Eddie. You can follow me on Twitter at EddieC85, EddieyC85, or Instagram at the same handle. Also, follow the show at EC_Hero on Twitter, EC Hero Cast on Instagram. Oh, man. What a week I have had. And unfortunately, the week I've had is the reason why I don't have a guest. Although, he was nice enough. It was supposed to be Caleb, but I got back from Japan Saturday evening. It is currently Wednesday, March 6th. I got back Saturday evening, was busy all day Sunday, and I really only had Monday and Tuesday, and unfortunately, there wasn't enough time to get on with a guest, but it happens. It happens. Fortunately, it's going to happen next week, too, which I'll get into that later, but it's okay. It's okay. Look, we're in 2022. We are close to the finish line of this podcast, so there'll be others. There'll be other guests. Believe me, there will be. But today we are here doing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Man. Let's do the time capsule first. That's a great idea. So, let's see. Okay, let us start with the number one song. Feel like this was, I don't remember if this was last, because I did them out of order. This might be like a returning champion. As It Was by Harry Styles. Our champions, WWE champion Roman Reigns, Universal champion Roman Reigns, we know. NXT champion Braun Breaker, Raw women's champion Bianca Belair, SmackDown women's champion Charlotte Flair, NXT women's champion Mandy Rose, AEW champion Hangman Adam Page, AEW women's champion Thunder Rosa, and the IWGP champion, Okada. So, this movie came out, I'll get to my own history, but yes, this movie came out May 6, 2022. And this is an important time capsule for me. I met two people around this time. Two. One was AEW announcer Tony Schiavone. I met him the day after watching this movie, which we'll get into my history with the movie. And about a week, well, let's see, I saw the movie on a Friday, so less than a week later, I had my first date with my future wife. Yeah, how about that? That was something. Maybe I'll tell that story on here one day. But yeah. I want to say it was one of the Ghost Rider episodes. I want to say Ghost Rider 2 is when we had two dates and she was leaving town. And I was just like, man, I can't believe it. This is ending. Like these were like the two best dates I've ever had. And well, when you want something bad enough, just go get it. And that's what I did. So it's, you know, I mentioned we're close to the finish line. We have, as of now, things can change, but this is episode 195. Deadpool 3 is currently scheduled to be the final episode, final weekly episode, because I paid for this service. This service will run through, my subscription will run through, like, April of 2025. So, when a movie comes out, I'll do it, but, Deadpool 3 is the last weekly movie coming out. So, like, Kraven, The Crow, Joker 2, Venom 3, I'll hit all those. But Deadpool 3 is the last weekly episode. That is episode 220 as of now. So, what is that? 25? 25 more weeks. Man. I can pretty much see the spreadsheet I'm looking at. All the movies fit on one page. I don't have to scroll. So, that's how you know. That's how you know we're close. But yeah, it's just crazy when you think about where I was at the start of this podcast with COVID, like having nothing to do. It's COVID, I was single, bleh. And now here we are, you know, almost 4 years later, I'm engaged, Just got back from Japan. I'd never even left. I've been to Canada, barely into Mexico. I'd never even left North America. So, been to the Philippines twice, Japan, had a layover in Korea, the good Korea, if you're wondering. So, yeah, crazy. It's funny how time works. Anyway, my history with this movie. So, this movie, you know, I saw it in theaters, and that's the only time I've seen it, except yesterday. But I knew, or so I thought, going into this movie, I was like, okay, we know that they're building the Secret Wars. We know that. I think I was already announced. Remember, it was like, Avengers, Kang Dynasty, and Secret Wars are going to come out the same year. I think it was supposed to come out next year, which, you know, that didn't happen. And now Kang Dynasty's like, who knows? But we knew they were building up to that. And I was like, okay, this feels like the first movie where we're really going to get a direction. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, since Endgame, we wrapped up Spider-Man with No Way Home and Far From Home. Wrapped that story up. Spider-Man's kind of on the shelf right now. Okay. We did the Black Widow, which, you know, the movie was cool, but, like, just the character's already dead, so it just the timing was a little weird. And you had Shang-Chi. It's like, okay, new Avenger. That's cool. What else we got? And then the Eternals, which I didn't understand at the time where that really fit in, and then 2 years later, 3 years, whatever it is, I still don't understand how that fits in. Maybe Deadpool 3 can clue us in. But I was like, okay, now we're getting down to it. Doctor Strange, he's a core Avengers character, really. You know, Spider-Man was kind of like a fringe event. He's like on the outside, you know, he's doing his own thing. But Doctor Strange, multiverse stuff, like, now we're getting into it. Now we're going to see, okay, we finally get to see where Marvel is headed. Plus, remember the trailer? Everybody knew Professor X was in this. I was like, okay, let's go. We were figuring it out. And I won't spoil my thoughts on the movie. I liked the movie, but I left the movie and I was just like, I don't really know where we're going. I mean, I do because they said Secret Wars, but I don't see it. Like, where's the path? Where is the path to Secret Wars? Show me the Secret Wars. I mean, yeah, Kang Dynasty because of the Loki series. I get that, but, like, I don't see how we're any closer to Secret Wars. And I had a friend of mine. Actually, it was Mike who was on, what was it, Ant-Man 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp. It was supposed to be on next week, but I'll get to that. He's real up-to-date on this, and I wish our schedules were better, because he'd be a great weekly guest, but his schedule is, like, complete opposite of mine, so it's not easy. I barely get to see him just to hang out, much less podcast, so. But yeah, you know, he's on top of the news more so than me. And he's like, yeah, he thought the same thing. He's like, I thought Multiverse of Madness was going to kind of clue us in on Secret Wars too. And he's like, well, but, you know, the more I'm reading, it sounds like Ant-Man and Quantumania is going to be the movie that really clues us in on Secret Wars. And, he said that. I said, I don't expect much from Thor, Love, and Thunder as far as story progression of the Secret Wars. But I was like, but I had a feeling, I'm like, maybe Wakanda Forever gives us a little hint. Spoiler, it doesn't. But he's like, no, it seems like it's going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. Which, it gives us, I mean, not to jump way ahead, I think, what, like 13 weeks? But, like, and it does give us a bit of a glimpse, at least to Kang Dynasty. Who knows if that even happened anymore, but it gives us a glimpse into King Dynasty. But still, here we are, March of 2024. I don't see the path to Secret Wars. I'm sure, look, I know there's a lot of movies to come out. I know Fantastic Four is coming out. I know Deadpool 3 is coming out. And actually, it's funny, because it's like, it feels like Deadpool 3 is finally the movie. It's like, oh, it'll be Doctor Strange. It'll be Doctor Strange. No. Maybe Wakanda Forever. No. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. No. Maybe now it's like, okay, Deadpool 3, it was already the Easter egg that when he's in the trailer, when he's laying on the dirt and he sees the shadow of Wolverine, there was already the Secret Wars comic laying next to him. I don't know if you caught that. It feels like finally we get like, I just need to see the path. Like, show me where Secret Wars is, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not even like the biggest Secret Wars fan. I've read it. It's pretty good. It's not my favorite, but it's like, it's kind of frustrating because, you know, the first go around with this, it was very obvious where they were going. Samuel L. Jackson shows up. I'm forming a team, the Avengers Initiative. Boom. And then at the end of Avengers, there's Thanos. Boom. There's all these movies. Talk about the Tesseract, all these Infinity Stone, whatever. It was very obvious where they were headed, right? And then Thanos, oh, I'll do it myself. He grabs the gauntlet, and then, you know, he shows up in a couple other movies, right? I still don't see the path to Secret Wars. And it's like, two of the major characters in Secret Wars have not even really been introduced. I mean, one kind of was in this movie, Reed Richards, I'll get to that. The other one, the main character, arguably, of Secret Wars is Doctor Doom. Have they even cast him? So, I don't know. It's a little frustrating, you know. But that being said, I am very much looking forward to Deadpool 3. I hope it's going to answer a ton of questions. We'll see. So, but anyway, having said all of that, let's jump into facts and figures of this movie. Did pretty well. I'm going to start with the box office, because the box office, I think people around this time were thinking like, oh, Marvel's slipping, it's slipping. Not so much. Box office, $955.8 million, I wrote billion. That would be an earth-shattering number if it made close to $100 billion. But no, $955.8 million. Unfortunately, on our list here, which, again, is just box office minus budget. I understand the marketing budget is a huge number, but, again, we don't have those numbers. The budget for this movie was really high. $294.5 million. That might be, other than Endgame, that might be our highest budget. So even though the box office is really good, close to a billion, so superhero fatigue, not a thing right now. It's 24th on the list at $661.3 million. That's $697 with inflation. That puts it right below Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and right above Spider-Man 3. Remember that? So, yeah, a really high box office. I didn't realize it was that high. But, yeah, superhero fatigue, not a thing yet. Can't be a thing when the movie's making, you know, over $950 million. That's impressive. Unfortunately, it just cost, you know, if it didn't cost so much to make, this could have been a top 15 movie on our little list here. But nevertheless, it did very good. Reviews, Rotten Tomatoes, critics 73%, fans 85%. So pretty good. Feel like I'm forgetting something, but I am not. I'll jump into the cast. So, not a ton of people to talk about, but a few shout-outs. Of course, I have to shout out Patrick Stewart as Professor Charles Xavier. We knew he was coming. Oh, he's doing the wheelchair, the yellow, gold, whatever wheelchair from the cartoon. So that was neat. And of course, John Krasinski as Reed Richards. Boy, I will get to that. That one was, I don't know. We have Rachel McAdams is back as Christine Palmer. Again, she did a nice job. Not in the movie a ton, so I don't have a lot to say about her. But, yeah, she does a nice job. She's a good actor. Up next, we have, where did it go? Oh, Xochitl Gomez as America Chavez. You know, she did all right. She was good. I didn't like the end when they did the whole, to me it was very cliche of the whole, oh, believe in yourself, and oh, she did it. She believed in herself and she did it. I don't like that, but yeah, she did good. Pretty, I mean, they kind of grabbed an unknown actor for this, so that was something. Let's see, Benedict Wong is back as Wong. So, there you go. Chiwetel Ejiofor back as Mordo. And then the two main characters, really. We have Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda Maximoff, the Scarlet Witch. I loved her in this. I loved her. I will say, this was a movie where this is probably the first and maybe the only movie where you actually really should have seen the Disney show. A lot of the Disney shows, for the most part, have been inconsequential. I suspect with Thunderbolts, you're going to need to have watched Captain America. But, I don't know. Otherwise, you'll probably be wondering how Falcon became Captain America. But anyway, this was the first one where it's like, you really should have watched WandaVision. Otherwise, you're just going to not, you're going to be left out on a lot of this stuff. It's not required, but it's really close to being required viewing for this movie. But I thought she was a great villain, and I love a good villain justification. And, you know, that was, she kind of had a good justification. You know, her whole, everything she wanted was taken away, and she's just, you know, the dream life she had for herself, it's not going to happen. And she just wants it to happen. She wants to be happy. And hey, I don't hate the motivation. I don't. But, and then finally, Benedict Cumberbatch, it's Doctor Strange. Another great job. I mean, he played multiple versions of himself, so that was fun. He, very funny. I like that he brings an element of comedy to the character. Witty, I guess, is the right word. But, yeah, he plays three versions of himself. Four, if you count a dead version. But, yeah, I liked him. He did great again. So, let's jump into it. So, we open with Doctor Strange. But he's got a weird ponytail. He's running on this dimensional plane with America Chavez. There's this monster chasing them. And Strange tries to take... He basically is like, okay, I'm sorry. You can't be trusted with this power. I can control it. You know, whatever. And she's like, but it'll kill me. He's like, I know, and I'm sorry. And he's like, I have no choice. And he starts to suck out her power. Monster comes in and he stabs Strange, but they manage to fly through this portal that she made, and then Doctor Strange wakes up, our Doctor Strange, And he heads to Christine Palmer's wedding, which was subsequently crashed by Mobius. No, kidding. But there's a disturbance outside. Oh, I should mention, at the wedding, Christine asks Strange if he's happy. Because, you know, they wanted to work it out and get together, but didn't work out. He does say he's happy. Of course, he's lying. But there's a disturbance outside. This giant squid monster is attacking New York City, and America shows up, much to the surprise of Strange. He's like, "Who are you?" Wong joins in to help. Strange eventually kills the squid when he stabs its eye out. And Strange asks America how she was in his dream last night. And she explains that she's from another dimension, and she has the ability to travel from one dimension, from one universe to another. And she says, "The squid works for a demon who's trying to kidnap me and take my powers." So, that's the deal. So, she trusts Strange, even though a bunch of other Stranges ultimately have betrayed her and, you know, try to take her power at the end, like the ponytail Strange did. Cut to another dream. It's Wanda, who dreams about being a mom to the two boys. And she wakes up alone. And Strange pays her a visit. And she's like, "Oh, you're here to talk about the thing from New Jersey when I enslaved a whole town?" He's like, "No, I'm not here to talk about that. I want to ask about the multiverse." And she's like, "You know, I put magic behind me." And then she slips up accidentally where she mentioned the name America. And she's like, "You never gave me her name, did you?" He's like, "No, I didn't." And it's revealed that this nice little farm that she was living on is actually just like this wasteland. And she's reading the Book of the Damned about the Darkhold. And Strange says, "You know, the Darkhold corrupts anyone who studies it and realizes that she was the, quote, demon who sent all these monsters to go after America. And she wants her powers to find her children." And he's just like, "They're not real. You don't have children." And she's like, "Well, I do. There's one universe where it works out for me, you know?" So, there you go. So, Wanda then says, "You know, you break the rules, and you're a hero. I break the rules, and I'm the enemy. That just doesn't seem fair." Which, again, I do love villain justification, but her saying that Strange broke the rules. Her example of Strange breaking the rules was very strange, no pun intended. Because she said, "Oh, well, when you gave Thanos the Time Stone, was that breaking the rules?" He had to give Thanos the Time Stone because it's the only way that he was going to win, right? I mean, it's kind of like in football when you let a team score because you don't want them to run out the clock and you let them score so you can get the ball back, right? That's kind of what Strange did. But Wanda doesn't really see it that way. It's like, "Well, you want to kill a teenager and you also enslave the whole town because you're mad that your cyborg boyfriend is dead and can't give you two kids. Also, you're only in like your early 30s. You can still go out and date, you know." Just saying. Anyway, Wanda gives Strange an ultimatum. "Give me America or else..." It won't be Wanda that comes for her. It'll be the Scarlet Witch. So, Scarlet Witch shows up at the Carmartage. And Strange tries to talk her down, but it doesn't work. Scarlet Witch breaks through the shield, wipes out all the sorcerers, and Scarlet Witch eventually finds them. And Strange asks a pretty solid question. He says, "What if you do find your kids? What happens to their mother in that universe?" And she doesn't really have an answer. She just kind of attacks them. But really what Strange has deduced is she's going to do something called dreamwalking, where you kind of fall asleep and you possess the body of someone else in another universe. It's part of the Darkhold. So that's a big theme of the dreamwalking. So Wanda tries to steal America's power, but she teleports to another universe with Strange. They fly through a bunch of universes, one of which is just paint, I don't know. Paint, hot dog fingers. I don't know. So Strange has a... not Stranger, it's a pizza papa. He's assault. She thinks food is free in this universe, but it's not. And he assaults... He has the pizza papa assault himself in order to get out of paying for food. But he does tell him about the Doctor Strange Museum. And on the way there, they step into a memory machine which replays Strange's memory of dinner with Christine, or America's memory where she discovered her powers in front of her mom's, which sent them to another universe. So, then they come across Mordo, or, sorry, wrong movie, Mordo. And Strange says he knew him, and then he went crazy and tried to kill me. So, if you're thinking, like, I don't remember that in any of the movies, it wasn't. Remember the post-credit? I always rant about the post-credit scenes in Marvel. This one is one that, mostly the Eternals one, because it's like, we're still waiting on Thanos' brother to show up somewhere. But this one especially, Doctor Strange 1, if you remember, Mordo shows up to, you know, one of the people's workplaces. Because at the beginning of the movie, Strange is like, hey, you were paralyzed, now you can walk, how is that? And they're using magic, right? But all they're using really using magic for is to just fix their muscles to walk and not be paralyzed. And Mordo visits that guy and takes his magic. He's like, oh, there's too many sorcerers. So Mordo had a heel turn, and we have yet to pay that off. And that movie came out in, what, 2017, 2016? So, come on now. But I guess that was the payoff, just 3 seconds of exposition. So, apparently they had a fight off screen. Okay. Anyway, in this universe, Mordo is his friend. And he explains that with the Darkhold, the person can possess... I already explained this. Sleepwalking. Strange asks about the Book of Ashanti. He's like, well, that's supposedly the thing that can stop this. But then Strange realizes that he is drugged as Mordo explains that it's not Wanda who threatens our reality. It's the two of you. Cut back to Wanda, who has Wong and another sorcerer hostage. The other sorcerer manages to get free and destroy the book. Although that act kills her. But Wanda gets Wong to tell her that that book was just a copy and there's another one somewhere. Up on a mountain somewhere. Meanwhile, Strange awakens in a prison and Christine is the lead scientist at this secret facility. And we learn this universe's Strange is dead. Mordo comes in and says, we're the Illuminati, and that he's the real dangerous one. Okay. Back to Wanda and Wong. They're in a temple on the top of a mountain, and she has these four big giant monsters that are her servants now. And Wong asks, you know, why do you need these powers instead of just transporting to the universe? Why do you just go to the universe with your kids? Why do you need to be able to transport to all of them? She says, well, I need to protect them, because every universe, there's a cure for every disease and every over across all of universes, so in case they get sick. Fair enough, fair enough. Back with Strange, time to meet the Illuminati. Of course, there's Mordo, the Sorcerer Supreme in this universe. There's Captain Carter, the first Avenger from England, no less, so she's got the Union Jack shield. There is Black Bolt, who doesn't speak, unless he wants to kill you. It's Captain Marvel, except it's not Carol Danvers. It is Maria Rambeau in this universe. And the smartest man in the world, Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four. Played by John Krasinski. The fan casting come to life. So Reed explains that him being here can cause an incursion. And Strange says you're worried about these incursions, but you should be worried about the Scarlet Witch. And Captain Marvel brushes her off. It's like, no, we'll take care of her. But we're more worried about you. The Illuminati, these people are idiots. Anyway, Strange is confused why the guy who died fighting Thanos is such a threat. And then enter the leader, Charles Xavier. Charles explains that Strange didn't die fighting Thanos. He tried to stop Thanos by dreamwalking, and it got out of control, And it killed an entire universe. And they did use the Book of Ashanti to defeat Thanos in this universe. But they need to kill Strange too. And they did. Black Bolt did. So, the alarm goes off and it turns out Scarlet Witch showed up. And Charles ends up trusting Strange and tells him the Book of Ashanti is here. You created a waypoint, but I trust this Strange. Mordo did not, by the way. So Wanda goes after America, but in comes the Illuminati to just get their asses beat. So remember, they thought nothing of her. So Reed says, Black Bolt can destroy you with one whisper from his mouth. And Wanda says, what mouth? And Black Bolt has no mouth, a la Neo and Matrix, and his head blows up. Well done. So Reed is then turned into spaghetti. Wanda then impales Carter with her shield. Captain Marvel then gets crushed with a statue. Elsewhere, Mordo and Strange fight. Charles then stops Wanda from taking America by entering her mind. He is trying to free, because at this point, Wanda is dreamwalking. So it's this universe, the 818. This is 818, and then there's 636, which is our Strange. And so they're 818 Wanda, who's like, just, you know, whatever. She is not as strong as the 636 Wanda, so Charles is trying to free her and says, you can break the spell, you're metaphorically buried in this rubble, come out, and then Wanda, or Scarlet Witch, shows up, snaps his neck. R.I.P. to a real one. So, let's pause here. So, here was, I mentioned Caleb sent over some thoughts on this, because I wanted to have him on, but we couldn't work it out. His thoughts is, all he said was, quote, the smartest man alive told a woman covered in Ultron blood exactly how to defeat Black Bolt. Well, yeah, that happened. I can't argue with that complaint. I guess when you're the smartest man alive, there's a degree of arrogance with that. Although, if you're really the smartest man alive, shouldn't you be smart enough to not be arrogant? I don't know. But either way... Oh, man. Either way, maybe just don't announce yourself as the smartest man alive, smartest man on the earth, or whatever they said. Maybe don't have that as your, like, announcement when you're introduced. So that's a fair criticism. My issue is this. Okay, so let me start with the others. So Captain Marvel, because it's not, quote, our Captain Marvel, I'm fine with her. And I'm fine with Agent Carter, and I'm fine with Black Bolt just being cannon fodder. That's fine. Plus, it's like they deserved it. They're like, oh, this is nothing. They don't, you know, Scarlet Witch, we're not worried about. We're worried about you. Okay, they get killed immediately. I'm fine with that, because they deserved it. They underestimated Scarlet Witch. So, my issue is more... Actually, even Professor X, I'm not even that offended by. Because it's like, we've seen him die before in the movies. And it's like, we've seen this character before. So seeing him get killed, you know, it's kind of like, use a wrestling analogy. It's kind of like, just this past week, the Young Bucks. Like, they can get beat up by Sting. It's not a big deal. It's not going to hurt them. Or John Cena at WrestleMania against Undertaker. Undertaker just squashed him. It's not a big deal. It's not going to hurt Professor Xavier. Professor X is over. He's super over. Getting squashed by Scarlet Witch is not going to hurt him. Plus, let's not forget, this is not an X-Men movie. This is a Doctor Strange movie, and Scarlet Witch is the main villain. You want to put over Scarlet Witch and make her look strong. And this, the way she just, you know, killed off the whole Illuminati, did make her look strong. So mission accomplished. Okay? So I don't have an issue with that. Reed Richards is where I have the issue. So, here's the deal. I mentioned, I mentioned the path to Secret Wars. So, by the way, Reed Richards got a big ovation in my theater, because that was the big surprise. Nobody knew he was going to be in the movie. And it felt like a cameo for the sake of cameos. Because here's the deal. If you wanted to use the old Reed Richards from the Fox movie, okay, fine. But this is Reed Richards' introduction into the MCU. Reed Richards, as I mentioned, is a main character in Secret Wars. He and Doctor Strange, they're the two stars of the show in Secret Wars. And you just introduce Reed Richards. He's played by John Krasinski, who, by the way, having rewatched this again, I'm sorry. I love Pedro Pascal. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. I don't know, man. I don't really see it. I think John Krasinski just looks exactly like how I would want Reed Richards to look. And look, I know... And the other thing, you know, Pedro Pascal is almost, in less than a month, he'll be 49 years old. I don't know. I just don't see Reed Richards as like a near 50-year-old man. I know makeup can do a lot of things. Whereas John Krasinski, he's 44. I know that's not a big age difference, but I don't think he looks 44. Like, you could... To me, I can believe that John Krasinski is like 40, but it would be hard for me to believe that Pedro Pascal is 40. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like, I don't know. The more I think about it, I feel like they just wanted Pedro Pascal in the MCU in a big role. So they just were like, okay, well, this is a big role. But it's like, I just don't see it. I don't know. This is not the role. This just doesn't work for me. I don't know. Maybe I'll be wrong and I'll be like, oh my gosh, he killed it. I hope that's the case. But off the top of my head, I don't know what role I would put him in, but I don't know. Not Reed Richards. I don't see it. But I've thought about this and yeah. Anyway, I would have stuck with John Krasinski. However, the problem with John Krasinski is you made him look so bad in this movie. Like Caleb said, he's an idiot. He just told you how to kill the strongest member of the Illuminati. He just said, hey, his power, it comes from his mouth. He'll kill you with his mouth. Okay, boom, no more mouth. Okay, so you just introduced a major character only to just completely kill him. I didn't understand that logic. That was just really stupid. And this is supposed to, it's not going to matter ultimately, but it's like, this just felt like a cameo for the sake of a cameo. It's like, oh, everybody's been fan casting John Krasinski as Reed Richards. Okay, well, we don't want our Reed Richards to be John Krasinski for whatever reason Disney did not. So instead, we're just going to... Okay, he's going to be in this movie for 5 minutes, so who cares? Let's just give the fans what they want. Let's put him out there and just get killed. But it's like, to me, I just didn't like it. I did not like it one bit. You know, he's a major character, and you just, boom, turn him into spaghetti like it was nothing. And I don't know. I don't know enough about the Illuminati, I suppose, but like, you could have... I don't know. You already had Professor X. Did you need another cameo? Right? I mean, I don't know. Do Iron Fist. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Who's another character you could have used that, you know? Again, I guess if you use the Reed Richards from the Fox movie, I guess that would be okay. But I don't know. I didn't like it. It didn't work. Yeah. Magneto. I don't know a ton about the Illuminati. Magneto is a member of the Illuminati. Magneto would have been a nice surprise, right? Could have done that. Or Iron Man. Iron Man's in the Illuminati. You could have brought back Robert Downey Jr. for a little cameo. People would have thought that was cool. And you could have had a little moment where Strange is like, whoa, you know, I didn't think I'd see you again. So, I don't know. I just, to me, this was a miss. This Illuminati thing was a miss, and this was unfortunately a pretty big part of the movie. And it just that left a bad taste in my mouth. And to me, going forward, knowing it's like, oh, and I hate the whole, oh well, Pedro Pascal, that's just a variant, and John Krasinski is a. To me, they're two. I don't know. It's like you look at the Doctor Stranges in this movie, and I know there's like a million universes, but like you have the Doctor Strange with a ponytail, you have the Doctor Strange with the longer beard, and you have the Doctor Strange that we all know. They don't look that different from one another, right? So like you go from John Krasinski, who's like a white dude born in Massachusetts, to Pedro Pascal, who is a older gentleman, Hispanic, born in Chile. Quite a variant, you know? It'd be like if there was a variant of me and he was an Asian man. It's like, okay, that's, you know, what in what universe am I Asian and, you know, 5 years older? I don't know. It just, the whole thing, just should have just stuck with John Krasinski, and you shouldn't have killed him so easily. So, or you could have done this. How about this? If you really wanted John Krasinski, he could have been the one fighting Doctor Strange instead of Mordo, and you could have had Mordo get killed by Wanda, and Mordo could be the fall guy. Like, oh, he could kill you with a whisper. So, plus, we didn't get to see Reed Richards' power. The only thing we saw is he just gets, you know, turned into spaghetti. But it's like, that wasn't really showcasing his stretching ability. That was just like, Wanda just, you know, ripped him apart. So, a lot to say on that. Didn't like it. That scene gets a big thumbs down from me. So, and it's funny, I never knew why it bothered me, but I left the theater like, there was something about that scene I didn't like. Now that I look back, it's like, yeah, the whole thing with, you know, John Krasinski, they just made Reed Richards look bad. And again, I know when the movie comes out, when Secret Wars comes out, or even Fantastic Four, we're going to forget about this version of Reed Richards. I know, but that just means that it was done for just a cheap pop, and I don't like that. Don't like it. Didn't like it. Thumbs down scene. Anyway. So, where was I? Okay. So, Charles is dead. Strange, Christine, and America escape in the tunnel to find the waypoint to the Book of Ashanti. They enter the waypoint, and it's the same plane that we saw at the beginning of the movie. Strange gets the book, but Wanda shows up. Wanda throws her into the dimension with Scarlet Witch. So Strange and Christine enter a universe that's collapsing on itself. Strange heads to this universe's sanctum. Strange finds himself there. And then the new Strange is now the guard of the Darkhold in this universe. And this Strange, he is really upset because he's like, you know, why when I was at Christine's wedding did I say I was happy? And he's like, look, I'll take your Christine. How about that? And our Strange is like, no, she won't go for that. So the new Strange says he looked for a universe where he and Christine are together, but he never found it. And he reveals that he has killed the other Stranges. And he also reveals a third eye. So, this was pretty neat. I thought this was pretty cool. This reminded me, you know, I haven't seen all of season 2 of What If. I watched a few episodes, I could not get into it. But season 1 What If, the Doctor Strange episode, is really good and I recommend it. And that feels kind of like what this Doctor Strange went through, similar. Except Christine dies and he looks for a universe where she doesn't. So, except it was like an absolute point, so it couldn't be changed. So the Stranges battle, and our Strange wins when he impales the evil Strange on a fence. Strange uses the Darkhold to see that America is having her powers drained. And Christine comes in and accuses Strange. He's like, you guys are all the same. You know, you're using the Darkhold too. And he's like, yep, we are. But you know what? At this point, it's the only way. So Strange, he comes up with a plan. He's going to dreamwalk into his dead self, the ponytail guy, into that universe. And he makes his way to the temple. He's like, but Christine, I need you to guard me from the souls of the damned because I'll be trespassing. And they show up, these skeletons, and they're like, hey, you know, dreamwalking of this body is prohibited. And they try to take Strange, but he made sure Christine's there to help, like I said. Which she does. She kills a few of them. So Strange uses the damned souls to grow a bunch more arms. Strange flies in, knocks all the monsters off of the cliff. So they manage to trap Wanda, he and Wong. Wong's still there. And yet again, they determine, America's like, you know what, I get it, you have to take my power. It's an absolute, it happens, every Strange is going to have to take my power. I understand, I'm okay with it now. And this Strange says, no, I'm not going to do that. You, I trust you and to use your power. Because she could never control it. She only did it when she was scared, but again, a little cliche to just be like, oh, I believe in you. And then, of course, she does it. And her and America and Wanda fight. And Wanda, sorry, America sends Wanda to the living room of her version with kids. And Wanda attacks the mother Wanda. And her kids freak out. But Wanda realizes that those kids, they will never be hers. They're afraid of her. And I liked this scene a lot. Because it was like, you know, the whole movie, she just wants kids. She even is like, look, Strange, she sent me to the universe with my kids. You'll never see me again. And she even offers to send Strange to a universe where he and Christine are together. She's not really evil. She just wants these kids. I mean, she's doing evil things to get them, but, you know, whatever. Her end goal is not evil. It's just her methods to get there are. So, but seeing her kids, like, cower in fear of her is, like, the ultimate punishment for her. And Mom Wanda tells Scarlet Witch, know that they will be loved, and they leave that universe. And Wanda tells Strange, she opened the Darkhold, now she has to close it. She collapses the temple on herself. I know some people are like, oh, maybe she's still alive. I think she's dead. She was really strong, but there was nothing in there about being immortal. Besides, we just saw, like, another version of Wanda. So, if needed, they can bring Wanda back. I don't think we've seen the last of Scarlet Witch. I think we've seen the last of 636 Scarlet Witch. But it doesn't matter. They can just bring another one in. So, Strange wakes up, and the Book of the Damned burns up. And Strange says he's destroyed the Darkhold and Strange says she, being Wanda, has destroyed the Darkhold in every universe. And Strange tells Christine he loves her, goes back to his universe. America is now at the Carmitage training, and Strange heads back to New York. He's outside walking around, and he grows the third eye. Roll credits. People have criticized this scene for iffy CGI, which, yeah, a little bit. Mid-credit scene, though, Strange is walking around. He's got two eyes again. It's just a weird... I mean, that was like a weird, timing of that. It's like he's just had three eyes, and now he's just walking around with two again. So, okay. So, he is approached by the sorcerer Clea, played by Charlize Theron. And she says, you caused an incursion, and we have to fix it. And she takes out this blade and cuts through reality, and then you rips a hole, and you see the dark dimension behind him. It's like, unless you're afraid. And he's like, no, of course not. So they jump in, and we'll see where Strange goes, because we get a message that says Doctor Strange will return. But there's also a post-credit scene where our old friend... Bruce Campbell, the pizza papa America stole food from, he stops beating himself up. So that spell apparently lasted 3 weeks, according to Strange. So there you go. That is Doctor Strange. in the multiverse of madness. There's a lot to like about the movie. As far as a build to Secret Wars, it's just really not there. As a standalone movie, it's pretty good. The Illuminati stuff was not handled well, in my opinion. The end with just, oh, trust your ability. A little cliche, but overall, pretty good. Pretty good. I liked Wanda's motivation for the most part. Strange was really entertaining. I'm going to give this a 7.5 out of 10. I think that's a good score. It's a good movie. So, next week, back-to-back Marvels. We got Thor, Love and Thunder, back on Disney+. And as I mentioned, I really wanted to have my friend Mike on, who I referenced earlier. Also, he was on Ant-Man 2. But as I said, his work schedule is like the complete opposite of mine. He's a third shift guy, so it's really tough. But it's even tougher because he is moving. So congrats on the new place. But anyone who's moved knows that is the worst thing you can do. Everyone hates moving. It's so not fun. So let him move and maybe... I don't know. I'll have to have him back on. I don't know. I'll see. It's just the schedule is really tough, but especially when you're moving. But yeah, Thor: Love and Thunder next week. A very divisive movie. Where do I stand on it? Some people love it. Some people hate it. We'll see. Let's get out of here with a quote. I guess I'll quote old Mordo. The Illuminati will see you now.